Welcome on back to Railroad Brewing Company. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here, live with you. Again, this is the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Coaches Preview Show, as we are joined now by Keystone Head Wrestling Coach Chris Vondruska. Coach, thank you very much for stopping by this evening. We always appreciate the time. And this is, what, year number 8 for you at the helm over there, right?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us here.
Of course, of course. So just tell us, you know, how did the offseason go for you, for your wrestlers, and what's kind of the outlook heading in to this 2022 winter season?
Yeah, off season, the guys were working really hard. We do have several of our guys playing football, and they had an awesome season. Came back injury free, luckily, and the guys that we had competing did great. We had our girls at the Athena Nationals. We had a guy go to Super 32, wrestle some good matches over there. Went to Indiana. Stayed busy, so yeah, spring and summer went good, and we're just excited. It's wrestling season.
How important is that off-season work each and every year? Just kind of, you know, that gearing up process for the actual start of the season.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the guys, I mean, to make it to the state tournament, place at the state tournament, wrestling, you know, 9 or so months out of the year is just something that you have to do, and just constantly learn, constantly improve, find the best competition possible.
Where's the balance at sometimes with that, you know, year-round approach, but yet I know coaches want guys to be able to participate in different sports and do different things. What's the key maybe for guys finding that balance?
Yeah, I think, you know, we had some guys do it, you know, three sports and just find time to get on the mat once or twice a week, right? And just keep sharp, keep your skills, you know, going, keep your skills improving. But the kids got to want to do it, right? And we have some guys on the team that they just need that break. You know, they can't go year round. And then we got some guys that can't get enough. And I'm happy for those guys, because I'm that coach that I can't get enough. I just love being on the mat with the guys, and I know what it takes to get to the level that they want to get to. So I'm happy to try to guide them there.
Chris, I want to talk to you about Tristan Green a little bit. You know, he finished fourth in the state last year. In my eyes, he was as good as any one of the top four. A move here, a move there. I thought he wrestled a great state tournament. You know, coming back with aspirations of being Keystone's first state champion, first individual state champion. And I know that he had a great summer with Greco. Tell us about Tristan's development.
Yeah, so Tristan Green, I would call it the single biggest accomplishment of our program. Won Fargo over the summer, which is the biggest. It was the biggest wrestling tournament in the history of the world, actually, this year. So we were excited that he went out there. You know, the goal was to get on the podium. He came home with the biggest stop sign there is. And so that was a really, really great accomplishment. Yeah, at the district tournament, he ended up beating the state champion, and then didn't wrestle him at the state tournament. And, you know, just lost two close matches, you know, and that's going to happen as a sophomore. So I think he really learned from it. And he's hungry, and he doesn't want to be the first state champion. He wants to be the first two-time state champion.
So. That's, you know, as a team, you guys won the conference tournament last year. You went 7-3 in duels. How do you take Tristan and parlay that into some team? I know you bring back Diego Morales, mm-hmm. Devin Mayer too. How do you parlay that into building the team over for the Wildcats?
Yeah, we got a good freshman group as well. You know, so dual wise, our freshmen are going to pull some weight this year. You know, Tristan's just one guy in the duels. You know, Diego's just one guy. But we got some experience up top. But down low, it's going to be about the freshmen stepping up a little bit this year.
Where are you going to go to get Tristan and some of these upperclassmen some challenges? What big tournaments you guys have on the schedule? Where are you guys heading off to make sure that you test these guys during the season?
Yeah, I got to shout out the Cobos Classic. Cobos is my guy, and you know that tournament is amazing. You know, Tristan he always gets some challenges at that event. So we're going to send him there, and then he'll go to Ironman. He's the only guy on our team that'll go to Ironman, but the rest of our team's going to go to North Coast Classic that second week, which is an amazing tournament. We'll go to Kenston, and that'll round out our December. And then, man, West Holmes hosts a good tournament every year. Northwestern hosts a good tournament that we'll go to. And then, you know, our conference is always tough, so it's going to be a good year.
Will you guys still do the double duels in the conference this year?
Yep.
That setup, that's a nice format. Those will be out, what, mostly on Thursday nights?
Is that Thursdays in January,
okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Coach, what is having somebody like, and again, we're joined by Keystone Wrestling Coach Chris Vondruska here on the Wrestling Coaches Preview Show. What is having a young man like Tristan do, you know, for those younger guys who are maybe still getting their feet wet at the varsity level? Is that, I imagine, a pretty big inspiration source or motivational source might be a better way to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like I said, we have a big freshman class, and I think they have an idea of how good Tristan is, but I think once they see him compete, you know, in the same tournament as them, they're just going to be really excited to have a guy like that on the team. Him winning Fargo shows that Keystone belongs, you know, with these people, world-class wrestlers. He actually got an opportunity to go to Colorado Springs.
Wow.
Just a couple weeks ago and train with the best wrestlers in the world, because I don't know if you know this, but the USA just won the world championship, so he got to go train alongside with them for a week and just know that those opportunities are out there. It's exciting.
I don't hope you take the next step
absolutely.
As a wrestler, I would say. So mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Expectations within the conference this year, expecting to compete at the top once again, I would assume?
That's all we want to do, yeah. So I think everybody in our conference kind of has the same goal. You know, our conference has a lot of parity in it. Last year we lost to Firelands in the first duel and then battled back and won all our duels and then won the conference title, and I'm sure Firelands wants to win it again, and Columbia's out there wanting to win, and, you know, it's fun. We got some challenges ahead of us, and we're excited for it.
Good deal. Well, we appreciate you coming out tonight. Hopefully you're able to enjoy the rest of the time. I'm here, as I'm sure you coaches all will, but we appreciate the time, and thanks for getting our show started on a great note here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rocco. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank
you. Good luck.
There he is, Keystone Wrestling Coach Chris Vondruska, kind enough to join us here on the 2022 Wrestling Coaches Preview Show.